Hello, my name is Wendy Lewis and I'm Director of Power to Change. So the film is about, well, it starts on the subject of knife crime, particularly knife crime in London, where I live. And I feel that it moves beyond that topic to really getting into human stories, what led people to do what they did, and how they go beyond it, go beyond trauma. So by the end, I think it becomes relevant to anyone because it's about overcoming the challenges in life and making peace with yourself. I'm part of a community initiative company called Celebrate Life. It's myself, Ronnie, Wally, Rob, and Billa. And we've been putting on events around the theme of peace for over 10 years. And through this, we've met many interesting people. And we've also worked with the Peace Education Programme in prison. And through that and through the other work we've do, we've met some really interesting people who have genuinely turned their lives around. And we've seen them go on a journey, and we've filmed them a little bit over the years, and I realised it was such a good opportunity to document their stories because they could share what they've learnt and help other people. I think, I hope that it will give them some hope, particularly if they're going through a hard time. I think when you are brought up without a lot of love and care, you can feel really hopeless, and that's what leads people to doing these things. And when you see someone who's been through that and come out the other side and they're doing fine, they're doing well, they're actually prospering, it gives you hope that you can too. And I think for people who aren't going through that, who may not have ever even, you know, been in a situation where they've had neglect and they don't really understand why people are behaving the way that they are, it will help them have more humanity and empathy towards those who do, help them understand the situation better.
Hello, I'm Stacey. I'm here to support Kamla in her efforts to showcase a new documentary. So for what I know about today, it's a documentary that showcases the uniqueness of each human. So given the right choices, the right tools, the right resources, then we can all go on to be good human beings and lead better lives. I think in regards to what's happening with the youth and violence and knife crime in the city going up constantly, I mean, every day we're reading about some sort of injury or attack that's happening in our city centre. So I think it starts with the root, it starts with the youth and helping them to make the right choices. And that's why these events are so powerful. They give us insight into how we can do that, insight into actually what is actually happening, the raw insight, if you will.
Well, the Peace Education Programme is featured in the film, and several of the participants, but not all of them, but a few of them have been quite largely impacted by it. And it really looks at the individual and your own inner strengths in a very subtle way. It doesn't tell you how to be or how to change. It just points to the preciousness of life and respecting yourself. And it's very amazing how when we actually start with ourselves and find our inner resources and peace, automatically we treat others with more respect. Life has more value. When we value ourselves, we value other people too. So without trying to hammer in these kind of ethics, it's almost just automatic side effect of someone actually finding some kind of peace or happiness within themselves. I tend to do the interviews afterwards, so I get to hear what people say, and I have to admit that it's way beyond what I even kind of expected or hoped or dreamed of from making the film. It was so good to hear, because I know that it really touched me while I was making it. Particularly the people in it, you see their strength. And then to see how the audience responds to that and picks up on that is wonderful. And I like how somebody said it's the first film that they've seen that really looks at the humanity and not at the black and white, the good and the bad, that doesn't point blame at anyone. It's very easy to start blaming when you look at this, and there's such a lot of anger and hurt on the topic, particularly, you know, you see the issues of the police, of the government, There's so many people you could blame, family breakdown, society, but it doesn't help anyone to blame. So when you instead just start looking like, what can I do, what can we do to help the situation, it makes people feel empowered. So I really love how after the film people tend to be kind of on a high and excited and hopeful and empowered. That's the general feeling that you get, which is wonderful.
So, we are making a start. Now, the whole aim of today's screening is to kind of kick off the process for what we are doing called Cultivating Aspiring Leicester Minds, which is a CALM initiative where celebrity arts similarities are going to do their peace education. And through this event, we want to always make a powerful start before we go with the public testing out the peace education, but also how we can cultivate aspiring minds in Leicester through creative methods and practices. So that's going to be another one that we're going to test out. Now this evening, I will like to invite the director of Celebrate Our Similarities, who have taken this initiative of bringing us all together and, of course, screening this movie, this film. And then after the documentary, what we aim to do is to have a panel discussion followed by an interaction, I would say, not really a formal Q&A, but more kind of an interaction that we would like to have with you to see what the impact of the film you might have. But the whole point of it is to kind of understand whether it's making sense, whether it's making an impact, and where do we go from there? So how do we integrate that into our creative practices? How do we integrate that into peace education? And more kind of formalize the process, I believe, within the community. Yeah? So thank you very much for joining us this evening. It's lovely to see you all here. And may I welcome Ms. Kamala Putney to come on and introduce our partners today and tell us a bit about Pulse as well. Thank you.
Thank you ever so much for coming this evening. A little bit about Celebrate Our Similarities. I'll keep it very short. I could go on for 2 hours, but I won't. Thankfully. So Celebrate Our Similarities has been around since 2010, and we've only just registered last year. We're not even a full year yet. So we've got three directors. Indrani Lahiri, as I mentioned, she's the academic consultant. Ranjan Samani, which is who I can't see there, she's the finance director, and I'm the founder of the community interest company. So what we're about is to actually say, as it says on the tin, celebrate our similarities. What we're saying is that as human beings, we have very similar methods of recognizing our humanity. What we've done is we're identifying good practice examples. So we've got a core group of advisors.
Thank you very much. And that was really interesting. Thanks for that. And Barry, I think you're going to enjoy the film because it's very much on those themes. I'm Wendy. I'm part of the Celebrate Life team, similar name to Celebrating Our Similarities, which is actually the first time we're meeting. We are London-based. It's myself and Wally, who's here, and Bonnie, who couldn't make it, Rob and Bella, who's also here. And we made this film. We started working on it 3 years ago, and it is surrounding the topic of knife crime and youth violence, particularly in London. This film is based in South London, but it's very relevant to everyone, everywhere, particularly in the UK. And it came about through the people that we met. We do a lot of events and have done for the past 10 years. They tend to be cultural events with art and music and dance and food. And through the work we do with that, I mean, all our events have a message of peace, often inspired by Prem Rao's words in the Peace Education Programme. And that message is about looking at yourself and your inner strengths and your inner resources. And the people that we met through doing these events, particularly those who've been through the Peace Education Programme, were really interesting characters that felt they had it was clear they had a good story to share that needed to be shared. And I started filming them with Rob after our events, and it all started to come together to come into this film. And it was very a grassroots initiative, you can say that. It was crowdfunded by the community. At the start, I had no idea where it was going to end, which is not normal with a documentary. I just saw the people's stories and how it was unfolding. Then COVID happened and picked it up again afterwards and saw how people were doing a year or so later. And I've seen it many times, obviously, whilst editing it and since. But even now, it still inspires me because they are real, genuine stories of change and of courage and hope. So I hope you get something out of this, and I really look forward to hearing your feedback at the end. We will be here, myself, Holly and Villa, and we'll be able to answer questions or just hear any feedback. Thank you very much.
My name is Mina Ratanche, and I thoroughly enjoyed this program. It was very informative and an eye-opener, really, listening to all the stories and how peace education has affected them. And I'm very passionate to think that we should bring this peace education to primary schools at an early age, so that children are aware of what's going on in their minds. Even in our darkest times, if we can find somebody or something to help us refocus and come into our own self and find that, that peace is within us and nowhere else.
Especially for you. Can you smell that?
This is where the party, after party is.
That's it, that's it. Only select few.
Hello, my name is Albina, and I came to this event because I'm interested in change, in a change for our city, and I came to meet other people that are doing the same thing and connect and get stronger and bigger. The great thing about the film is that there was interaction with people and it was real stories. Forgiveness and the lady that has shared the message of forgiveness, she has gone a long way, and it's interesting to know her route, and for those people who are looking to find that feeling, which is sometimes very difficult, it would help as give an example of how other people have done it, because there is so much anger in many people, and that's what makes us unhappy. And it would be great for people to feel better, for humanity to become better.
Hello, my name is Tyler. I'm from Leicester. I can't do public speaking very well, but having the kits around the city, it gives somebody like hope and a chance of surviving if they are stabbed or they have that accident where there's hemorrhage. It only takes 3 to 5 minutes to bleed to death, but the average response time for an ambulance in Leicester, you're talking 7 minutes. So within that time frame, it's too late. It's too late. So there's got to be a prevention, not a cure. You're not going to take lives off the street. You could go and have an amnesty. These people, what they do is great. You have a bin, you could get 50 knives put in. When they get rid of them 50 knives, another 50 will come on the street because they're in every kitchen. It's plain and simple, and that's besides the ones that you can buy online. So you need to, you're not going to eradicate it. You might be able to slow it down. It's like a runaway train. You ain't going to stop it, but if you can just educate and change your mind perception, that's it's a prevention. You're not going to cure it, it's a prevention. And if you can get bleed control kits in the city, well, just perseverance and just trying to that prevention, not a cure. You're never going to cure taking the arse off the street, like I've just said. I think if you can get a prevention in place and just being positive and trying to find peace, but everybody has to pull together to find that peace, it's got to be done. I'm scared.
Well, like every generation, so long the video.